Yo, it's me. I'm back. Your boy is back. All right, look. So yeah, it's been a while since I've talked to y'all. I don't even know why I really do these, but I think I said it before in another episode where like these are kind of just like hopefully. These can live on in the stratosphere and people can come back to it in the future. And, I don't know. Do something with the audio, or maybe not do anything with the audio, just reminisce. If I died, use this as a thing to cry about, I guess. I don't know. What did I die of? Did I die of old age? Did I die in a random way? I hope to die in a very peaceful way. Obviously, everybody hopes to die in a peaceful way, but I also would love to die in a blaze of glory, to be honest with you. It's either a peaceful way or a blaze of glory. There's no in between for me. That is the two extremes, of how I want to die. But we'll see how I die, For all I know, I could get assassinated. I don't know. I hope not. I would hate that. I mean, obviously, I'd be dead, but that would suck. Like, what would they assassinate me for? Granted, I have a lot of opinions and a lot of things that I think society needs to do, but it is kind of scary to think, like, if I do try to, like, push that narrative, like, will the government not like it? Will they try to kill me, if I try to push this, try to do what I want to do in the future? But we'll see what happens. I'm not going to be thinking about it right now. But I do want to talk to y'all about something I think is really interesting for me, is that, like, the way I'm looking at America, right? Overall, I'm watching everything from a complicated perspective. It's almost from a nuanced. Sorry, I had to close my door. Almost from a nuanced, not nuanced, but almost from like a weird outsider's perspective, but not really because I live here. So like. But I'm trying to keep like an outsider's perspective simply because I think it is important to think about the culture you live in and the society that you live in from an outsider's perspective as well as an insider's perspective to see what is going on, what's going wrong, and how can you fix it, or how can you come up with ways to fix it. To implement down the line, and one of the things I am kind of like just sitting back and watching right now. I'm just watching. I'm just curious to see how it turns out. Is this whole like divide between men and women in society right now, where it feels like to me, it feels like. It's like a balancing act where like I think society has a every culture and every society has their own balancing act, right? Where naturally the universe is going to want to put everything into balance, everything into an even, balanced state, right? So for instance, like in America, in the earlier days, it was very male-centric. Males did everything. Not everything, but males did a lot of the heavy work, and women stayed home and did the mother, the women thing, the traditional women things. And at some point, the women was like, nah, we want to do some of the things that men do. And we have the right to do that. And yeah, and they should. And I think that's interesting because. Right, because at the time it was the scales were tipped in the men's favor, right? But, at least specifically white men's favor. But the point is that women decided that they wanted the scales to be tipped evenly between men and women. And, they definitely tipped the scales back to even state. And then somebody in the women camp decided to take the shit too far. And here we are now, today, in a almost women-dominated world. And it's very interesting because it was very much a emotional time right now. And it makes sense because it's right now it's a woman dominated, or I should say it's a very feminine dominated society right now, right? As opposed to masculine dominated back then, it's now feminine dominated, and feminine is part of what gives you your emotions, right? The feminine side of you is what gives you your emotions. And that's okay, because everybody has emotions. That is a normal thing that humans have. It doesn't make you less of a man because you have emotions, right? So, that's where we are right now, right? And we're at a... Also, the thing is, like, a lot of men are starting to... Because they're raised by a lot of single women, have their little quote-unquote sassy man apocalypse, where they just, you know, they just feel like they need to be treated right, you know? And it's interesting because that's the weird thing about it. It's like the men took it too far, started abusing women back then, and then women was like, nah, we're not going to take that level of disrespect. And they was like, all right, treat us right. Or blah, 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 blah. You know what happened then? They was like, okay, we're going to treat you right. We're sorry. Right? And then because of that, a lot of men got scared and they ran away. Or they just couldn't handle it. Or, like, this, you know, things just happened to the point where a lot of men just aren't in their children's lives anymore. And that's just so... It's so odd to me. It's so... Like, where do these men go? Like, that's where I want to know. That's what I want to know. Like, where do these men go? Where do they go? Like, I'm genuinely concerned. Because it's like... At the time... Right around, like, you know... Gen X, millennials, you know, and Gen Z, where'd the men go? Like, what the fuck happened? It's so weird, you know, and it's, sad, really, you know? And I just don't know how to, I don't know, it's just an interesting thing to experience, is that there's so many men and women who weren't raised by dads, who were raised by mothers, right? And the mother felt like they had to, they had to do one of many things, right? One of the ones they thought they had to do was be the mother and the father. And that doesn't work, obviously. That can't work because you're the mother, and being the mother has its own set of, you know, things that you need to deal with, right? And being a father is a complete opposite of that, with a lot of things where you need to deal with as a father, right? So I just find it very interesting that the idea of being a man has been, what's the word? I think it's been feminized. Is that a word? Feminized? Where, like, it's the feminine version of masculinity, but not the true version of masculinity, right? And in a way, like, the feminine version of masculinity can and sometimes is toxic, right? Because the idea is in the version is an emotional version. It's not the actual, like, masculine version of masculinity, right? It's the feminine version. And the feminine version is going to be like, you know, you gotta, you know, there's like this toxic side to it, you know, like toxic masculinity, basically, quote unquote, right? It's just interesting. I don't know where I'm going with this. It's just an interesting thing. I'm thinking through it, you know, and it's fascinating to me. Honestly, it's really fascinating to me. I picked my phone up, by the way. That's why I probably sound closer. But yeah, it's just weird, man. So hopefully what I'm hoping is that in the future, after we sort ourselves out in the quote unquote male versus female back and forth arguments and discussion and division, hopefully we can come together as men and women, masculine and feminine, and find an even ground, you know, common ground, and we can just start to actually figure out ourselves, you know. Because on top of that, it wasn't just that, like, all the stuff I was talking about before is completely excluding, like, it was completely only talking about hetero stuff. The non-hetero stuff makes it even more complicated, right? Because now we're trying to figure out, one of the things is, does being gay make you more feminine, right? Is gay natural? Is that a thing that you were taught, right? And I find it interesting because I think I've said this before, but, like, I genuinely think, personally, that there's two types of gay people, right? There's gay people who were taught to be gay. Their community around them made them think they were gay, right? So they acted gay and they became gay, right? Or something in their environment made them not like women, right? This is my headcanon. I don't know if it's true. It's my theory. I know. It's my theory. As a bisexual man, this is my theory, okay? Something in their environment made them either dislike women and want to not associate with women, or something in their environment made them, you know, think that being gay was one of their only options, right? Because maybe they were just more feminine than other guys, so they just had to be gay. It was only that them being a teenager, they're so overdramatic. They were like, well, obviously I'm gay. I have to be. Why would I act this way? You know, I have to be gay. No, it doesn't mean you're gay. It just means that you're just more feminine than others, okay? That doesn't make you gay, okay? But, and then there's the other side, where I think there's actually people who are genuinely mentally rewired to be gay, right? Or to be demi, or to be asexual. Especially, I genuinely think you're more likely to be, in my opinion, I don't know how true it is, but in my opinion, I think you are more likely to be genetically rewired to be asexual than you are to be gay. That's just my opinion, okay? That's just my headcanon. I know it's crazy. That's just my headcanon. And yeah, I just think it makes more sense that asexuality is a mental rewiring than being gay is. I don't know why. Maybe it, I don't know. Maybe it's, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. I hope. I like to think it'd be cool if I'm wrong, because then it'd be like, okay, well, being gay is like a chemical rewiring in your brain, which I think it is true that some gay people have a chemical rewiring in their brain to make them gay, right? But there's also questions about other people who are like asexual, right? Or like bisexual, or like, you know, demisexual or whatever, right? Or, you know, non-binary or whatever. But you know, I'm gonna say this. I said this on Twitter too, which I'm surprised I didn't get canceled for, but it might come up later in the future and I might get canceled for it. But one of my opinions is that being non-binary, being transgender, being those two, right? Intersexual, intersex, right? That is not part of your sexual orientation. That is not your sexual orientation. Okay? So we should not be grouping ourselves up with them. When I say we, I mean lesbians, gays, bisexuals, okay? And asexuals as well. So LGBA, right? Us, I think we shouldn't associate ourselves. We should separate ourselves from the transgenders, the non-binaries, right? And people like that. Because those are not sexuality. Just off the fucking idea. Off the name itself, sexuality, okay? Transgender is not a sexuality, okay? Transgender is a changing of genders, okay? You are not, that is not your sexuality, okay? If you're gay and you change genders, you are still gay, okay? You're just the opposite gender, so that makes you straight, okay? If you're straight and you become, if you're a straight man and you become a woman, you are now a gay woman, like, right? But you're still straight though, because you're still a man on the inside. Whether you want to believe it or not, you're still a guy, okay? Stop being entitled, you're still a guy. So you're still straight, okay? So no. that is a different label, right? Those are two different labels, okay? You being transgender is not a sexuality, okay? Now, after you turn transgender, after you transition from to the opposite gender, then because you identify as the opposite gender, you now would be considered part of the LGBA simply because you are the opposite gender, right? That is the scientific, logical part of it, right? Yeah, so I'm gonna just give you like another example. Like, I'm just gonna give you an example. If a straight guy, right? If he's straight, right? And he is a straight man, he wants to be a woman. So he transitions into a woman. He is now a woman. He is still straight, which means that he was still like guys. Oh no, he was still like women. Sorry. He was still like women. So him now being a woman means that he will be a woman that likes other women. He's gay. That person, that transgender woman is gay now. Right? The lesbian, basically. Right? So yes, you'll be part of the LGBA. Because you're a lesbian. Right? But do not walk around saying when somebody asks you what's your sexuality, do not say I'm transgender. That's not your fucking sexuality, okay? That's not a sexuality. Jesus, dude. It's just like, it's so interesting to me. I honestly think it's really interesting. So that's just my two cents on it. So yeah, I just think there needs to be a divide between LGBA and, you know, and the T and I, you know, stuff like that. So that's just my
opinion. What else? So yeah, it just makes the back and forth between men and women more complicated, because now men and women are having to ask themselves, like, you know, it makes the question of what does it mean to be masculine and feminine even more complicated, because if I'm masculine but I like dudes, like, does that make me still masculine? Am I still like yes, you're still a man, you're still masculine, right? Being masculine and being feminine is not a gender specific thing, which I don't think people don't understand that. Straight up, they don't understand that. Being masculine is not a man thing, okay? Being masculine is a human thing. Being feminine is a human thing, okay? A man is both masculine and feminine. The only thing that's different is that a man has way more masculinity in them than a woman does, because that is the role that just was given to them naturally at birth, okay? It is what it is, okay? So, yeah, that's that. I mean, so much else. I just, you know, but yeah, I'm going to college, by the way. I forgot to tell you all this. I'm going to college and for film and digital TV studies and stuff. So it's going to be my major, and I graduate in May. It's a short one, but if I find me a job, get some money in my pocket, I'm going to try to save up so I can go and do another semester, because I think that'll be fun. Do another semester, get my, you know, finish the degree. Because if I do one, I think it's just going to be like a certificate for the 6 months or whatever. And then that's that. But yeah, I'm just hoping that this is going to bring me to jobs and connections for other people that can, you know, get me in the door. Not just going to be doing my YouTube and hopefully, you know, get connections and get, you know, funding and stuff like that. Yeah, I think it would be great to, like, find a company that is willing to fund my films and stuff. I think that'd be great. And then fund my stuff, and I can you know, do my videos and stuff like that. We'll see what happens. I want to make more videos, but I'm kind of just chilling right now. I just hit 1800 subs. I forgot to post it on my Discord, but I'll do that. Actually, I'll do that right now after I'm done with this podcast. But yeah, I'm back. I'm gonna try to do this at least once a week. Say what's up, talk about stuff, and yeah, love you guys. Stay wise, stay awesome. Don't forget, please just figure out life on your own. Try to figure things out on your own, you know, because that's really, I think, how you really understand where you're going. If you have a goal in life, it's just best to try to figure out, just take a step back, you know, and, like, try to take a step back and just observe, you know what I mean? Sometimes you just need to observe. You don't need to say shit. Just observe and just look at how people react to things. Look at how people say things. Just observe. Just watch. You know what I mean? Especially online, bro. Especially online. You do not need to interject your opinion every 5 seconds. I'm guilty of this myself. I do be interjecting my opinion a lot. But I'm trying to learn to not do that as much, right? And just focus on my real life, you know, and try to get, you know, just have an actual, like, actual social life, you know? And, yeah, that's the plan. Yeah, just learn to just sit back and observe, man. Like, that's That's what I want for a lot of people. Is to learn to just sit back, observe, and move based on what you see. You don't have to always interject. You don't have to always say your opinion, okay? Sometimes you just need to just sit down, shut up, and watch, you know? And, yeah, that's what I've been doing for the last... That's what I've been trying to do for the last couple of years. It's just sit back, observe, and watch, you know? And then kind of, like, use that. I mean, for me, I'm going to try to use that into my films when I make them and kind of, like, you know, talk about it in the films that I make, you know, instead of, like, talking about it actively on social media. I could just talk about it through a film, you know, and be able to, you know, help the audience understand, you know, the complexities of society. You know, that's the point of me being a filmmaker. I'm telling you a story, you know, I'm telling you a story. I'm telling you, I'm reflecting society back to you, you know, in a way. And that's what's great about film. That's what I love about film. Society is basically, it's just a mirror to society, you know, it's a mirror into one's brain, you know, about how they view society, you know, it's beautiful, honestly. It's a work of art. Anyway, I love you guys. Don't forget to love yourselves. You know, sometimes, you know, I want you guys to do something for me. If you don't have to tell me, obviously, but, like, I want you guys to do something. If you watch this all the way through, I want you to take some time at night and just repeat this phrase in your head over and over again. That's what I've been doing for the past couple weeks now, is just repeat the phrase, I love you. I love myself. I love myself. I love myself. You know, I deserve love. I deserve success. Positive assertions about yourself, because it's powerful. Your words are powerful. So please be aware of your words. Okay. Try to be as positive to yourself as possible. You don't have to be positive to other people all the time, but don't be a dick, but, like, you know what I mean? Like, be as positive to yourself as possible, you know, be realistic, you know, and don't tell yourself that you're a good person. You know, you should tell yourself that I am a person that is working to become better than what I was yesterday, you know, become a better person than what I was yesterday. Yesterday, me made some mistakes. Today, me is going to learn to try to fix those mistakes. It's going to try to not do those mistakes again, you know? Your life is a work in progress, okay? You can't just tell yourself you're a good person. That's not how this works, okay? That's delusion, okay? There's a difference between delusion, okay, and motivation, all right? But yeah, I'll see you guys next podcast, and I love you. Honestly, I love you. As a human being, I love you. Human beings are so interesting to me. I'm saying that like I'm not a human being myself. Or am I? What if I'm an alien? Yeah. Anyway, I'll see you guys later. Peace.